Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
All right, it is Twins Final Pitch tonight here on News Talk 830 WCCO on location at Inbound Brewing, right down the street from Target Field. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for showing up, my man. Thank you for showing up. 651-461-9226. Henry Lake hosting for the next 30 to 45 minutes. We'll talk Twins baseball. And tonight the Twins lose again to the Detroit Tigers 7-6. And I got to state from the start, I'm super frustrated. Like, I love my man's cap, the land of 10,000 lakes. Your homies had on the Minnesota Twins, the Twin City stuff. I love that apparel. My man's got Timberwolves gear on. The Wolves won tonight. But I'm going to say this right now. There are things that we need to address about this twin squad right now that is problematic. And I'm a little bit traumatized after what I watched tonight at Target Field. So there are a few things that we'll get to over the course of the next 30 to 45 minutes. But I guess the first thing that I'll do is I'm going to take a shot at my producer, Chris Tubbs, okay? And the reason why I'm going to take a shot at my – and he's walking away. He's sheepishly – he's trying to run and get a beer. Like, he's trying to go grab a beer right now. But I'm going to take a shot at him because he, along with some other people in the media, have told me now for 2 years that the Twins' bullpen is good. I'm here to tell you again, Chris, that the Minnesota Twins' bullpen is not good. The bullpen's not good. We have – we've got Griffin Jacks, who doesn't look like himself right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoan Duran has I mean, he's good, right? But we know he's had some issues, too. And neither one of them pitched tonight. So it's not about tonight. But I've said this for 2 years, and nobody wants to listen. If anybody out there tries to tell me that the Twins' bullpen is good, I'm going to laugh in your face. Jorge Alcala, when he walked into the game tonight, they were leading 4-1. And it blew up immediately. So that's one of my issues. Another one of my issues. And look, it hurts me to say these things because this team is 4-10 right now.
Not good.
But just a couple of years ago, when the Twins were winning the division back-to-back years, and we were the Bomba Squad, our DH was who?
Nelson Cruz.
Who's our DH right now?
Not Nelson Cruz. Mickey Gasper.
Mickey Gasper.
Yeah.
Like.
Hold on, I got a drink.
And no. But you're part of the problem.
Oh, I know I'm part of the problem.
You've told me for the last 2 years that the bullpen was good. I don't. And look, I haven't met Mickey yet. I'm sure he's a great guy. But that's our DH situation is not good. Scoring runs has been problematic for the Twins this year. But they scored runs tonight.
Yes, they did.
And I guess the last thing that I'll mention, and we'll take phone calls, and J-Lo, you can put them on the sheet. Now we'll take them, dial them up, 651-461-9226.
You sure about that?
If people want to call in and vent or be frustrated, I'm frustrated, and I'm on location. I'm at Inbound. You know the number, my man. Did anybody think that Festa should have came out when he came out? Like, I understand that the ball gets past him, the run scores, and Matt Wallner never should have threw the ball to third base.
No, that was a huge mistake
by
Matt Wallner.
So now it's a 1-1 game, but he left I think he left throwing 63 pitches.
Yes.
So now I'm not sitting here saying that Festa is the next Cy Young, but I'm scratching my head. I just didn't think that tonight was a night in which the Minnesota Twins at all showed that they are a team that's going to contend for the division. Too many errors, too. We'll get to the errors in a minute. And I'm a frustrated fan tonight.
I think we all have a right to be frustrated because I think if you look at that fifth inning, and David Festa had, I believe it was like the third inning that, you know, what, he walked, he gave up a single, walked Torres, hit Carpenter. They were loaded for Riley Green, and then luckily grounded out, left him loaded. But when you've got the top of the fifth, I don't know if this spooked Rocco or the coaching staff, but when you had those first two outs that were hit to right field and Matt Wallner, those were hard hit balls. And I don't know if seeing that the third time through the lineup maybe gave them a little bit of pause to let him go a little bit more because this is his first start of the year. I mean, if you think about,
what are you talking about, hard hit ball? How many hits did David Festa give up tonight? Three.
Yeah, but it's not about
–
It wasn't about the hits. It was about the contact. And I'm trying to put myself in that situation because I agree that he shouldn't have been pulled.
But what I'm saying is give guys a little bit of rope. Give him a little bit of rope. I'm not sitting here saying that Festa is Joe Ryan. I'm not saying that Festa is Bailey Ober. But you got to give guys a little bit more rope. But this is, yet again, me harping on the bullpen. The bullpen isn't good.
Well, I think the bullpen right now is being overused. I think the bullpen is being used way too much at this point. But David Festa, this is his first start of the year for you. And Rocco playing it conservatively. The softest hit ball of the entire inning was that base hit that if Matt Wallner hits the cutoff man or throws to second base, guess what? The ball doesn't skip by Correa. The ball doesn't skip by Castro. And the run doesn't score. And you don't get runners, you know, you don't get Torres at third base.
I agree with all of what you just stated. But I guess my point would be this. Based on what you just said, did that mean that they should have took him out then?
No.
Because of the mistake that Matt Wallner made? Of course not.
No.
So they should have left him in the game.
And
yes.
I don't think anybody's saying that. I think that Matt Wallner's throw was just a catalyst to pulling David Festa.
And I am not sitting here saying that the bullpen isn't overused at this point. Clearly, we are using the bullpen way too much. And we're going to use the bullpen more because you know what? Pablo Lopez is not available. You know what else? Who's starting tomorrow?
Chris Paddock.
Chris Paddock is starting tomorrow. Hey, Chris Paddock, yes.
At least it's not Chris Archer. At least we know we're going to get maybe more than five innings.
But how dare you disrespect Chris Archer? Chris Archer was a much better pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Chris Archer was great.
Not for the Twins.
When he was younger, like I got to tell my 14-year-old, got to let me finish. But no, it was it's frustrating to see, because I think right now the Twins, you bring up David Festa, because with Pablo Lopez on the 15-day IL, and if it's 15, great. If it's longer than 15, then I think, to me, David Festa is going to figure into that rotation, because you're pushing everybody back. You're going to a six-man rotation, I think, to limit the amount of starts that Pablo Lopez may miss.
All right, 651-461-9226. Henry Lake, Christopher Tubbs with me. We're doing Twins final pitch. Twins fall to the Detroit Tigers 7-6. We're at Inbound Brewing here in downtown Minneapolis, right down the street from Target Field. Couple things for the people in attendance. We did say there's going to be a giveaway tonight. There's a QR code on a couple of the tables. Make sure you scan it. And if you do scan it, you enter for your chance to win a $250 Visa gift card. I would gladly take $250 gift card tonight.
Matt, can you take my phone and give me the QR code?
You're not eligible.
What?
You're not eligible. Actually, you should give everybody in here $250 for saying that the Twins bullpen's been good the last 2 years. That's what should happen.
Hey, today is not yesterday. See? Even he's like...
Look, my man with the Twin Cities jersey on. I know. Show him a little bit of love. All right, 651-461-9226. Hey, let's take our first break. We'll take our first break. Jonathan Lowe is producing back at the station. We'll go to our first break. We'll come back live at Inbound Brewing, and we'll do that next here on Final Pitch.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO, live at Inbound Brewing in the North Loop, right down the street from Target Field. Tonight, the Twins fall to the Detroit Tigers 7-6, and we're taking your phone calls at 651-461-9226. By the way, the Detroit Tigers, I think that we all would agree, is the best team so far in the American League Central. The Minnesota Twins are not the worst team, but right now they're the second worst team because the worst team is the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, I think the focus now has to be chasing Detroit and Kansas City and Cleveland to staying ahead of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not gonna go that far because we preach sample size on this show, and it's like you're 4-10, so you're 14 games in the season. I'm not saying that you're sitting there just giving up the division already, but I guess my point is that right now you're so much on the struggle bus that you got to find a way to try to grind out some wins. Your reaction, your thoughts, 651-461-9226. But before we go any further, I want to get to who's cooking tonight. All right, it's time to find out who cooked tonight, and the person that I believe cooked tonight for the Minnesota Twins, the guy that's actually been cooking the entire season. So tonight, I'm going to show some love to Ty France. Ty France, was 3-for-4 tonight, had two runs batted in. For the season, he's batting .300. Now, we know that the key with the starting pitching and the bullpen being a little bit frazzled and not really put together is that you're going to have to lean on the offense. You get Buxton back. Buxton tonight hits a home run. That was awesome. You're going to need more production from Carlos Correa. But until the stars and the guys that are the name players in this organization step up, you're going to need those lesser-known players to step up. And right now, Ty France is one of those guys.
The two offseason acquisitions have probably been the biggest players for the Twins so far. Harrison Bader and Ty France. You could make the case that those are the two guys that have been the best two position players in terms of taking quality at-bats. And so I do have to say that, you know, Ty France, not a move that was going to, you know, wow a lot of casual Twins fans because he's not that big, sexy name. But he's your everyday first baseman now. And when you get Royce Lewis back, maybe you move Ty France into kind of a DH first base hybrid role and you move Jose Miranda over to first base as well. But you cannot be disappointed with what you've gotten from Ty France so far.
And Ty France has been cooking. Like, when you look at this right now, you're going to need offensive players to mm-hmm. step up because right now, from a pitching perspective, you got guys that are injured. You got guys that have question marks. I mean, Chris Paddock is a question mark. Chris Paddock is a vet. You don't know what you're going to get out of him tomorrow. Tomorrow, Chris Paddock could go out there and give you two innings and go to the dugout. Like, so you're going to need your offense to really step up. And so, but Ty France, he's the guy that cooked tonight. That's Who Cooked Tonight, brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Cook like the pros with the product that eliminates guesswork. That is Chef IQ Sense. Go to chefiq.com. Website again is chefiq.com. So Ty France, we all celebrate Ty France. And yes, you're right. I'm going to give praise and props to the organization for going out and finding a couple of lesser-known guys in mm-hmm. Harrison Bader and a Ty France that are producing. But what about the guys that have the big-money contracts? Carlos Correa's got to get going. I know that I'm going to give Buxton a pass because he just got back tonight after missing the last couple of games. And clearly tonight he comes back, he hits a solo shot. That was nice to see.
It was nice to see. But you need more of it because I don't think that necessarily wipes away the awful start for Byron Buxton. And, you know, when it comes to Carlos Correa, you know, we heard, okay, well, you know, yeah, he had a couple of hits there, you know, game of Kansas City, okay, couple doubles and a single. Well, that's fine. But when you needed him to deliver, he hit into a 6-4-3 double play. For instance, tonight, Vasquez, bottom of the sixth, leadoff walk. Kiersey pinch ran, stole a base, advanced to third base. Two outs, Carlos Correa up. Tying run at third base. The pitcher worked, Vest worked low in the zone. Correa was ahead, two balls and no strikes. But then you knew that when he came, when Vest tried to attack you, you just knew that he was going to work up a little bit because he was trying to set you up low. And Carlos Correa just could not catch up to it. And just a frustrating night because this was not a game that the Tigers played particularly well, but the Twins, this was one of those games that they played sloppy and they beat themselves.
But just as much as, so I get it, like give Carlos Correa some grief there. I totally get that, whatever. But if we're going to give him grief, you know who else gets some grief? It's CV. Because he hit into a double play when they had an opportunity to push across a run, and he wasn't able to do it. Vasquez has not played up to the money that he was signed for.
No, not at all. But I think when you're talking about Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton, you're talking about two completely different animals.
No question.
You know, Christian Vasquez, he's not even in there, for the bat anyway. He was there to give Ryan Jeffers the day off, and by the way, get a little concerned when you get to, the seventh inning?
Oh, with the finger?
With the fingernail, and it's like, you don't have, Willie Castro is your third catcher. Like, that's the reason why you don't want to use both of your catchers and leave yourself kind of exposed if you need it. Fortunately, it was no big deal.
All right, so are we concerned about the defense for this team right now?
Yes.
Is anybody out there, you guys concerned about the defense? I'm concerned about the defense. You concerned about the defense? What'd you say? Look, Edward Julian makes too many mistakes for my liking.
That makes me drink.
He makes too many mistakes for my liking. Now he did not. They did not give him an error on that. They called that a single. I thought that was an error right there.
Oh, and the top of the eighth by Torres. Yes, that was an E4. I put an E4 in my book. I mean, I don't know who was keeping score tonight, but that was a very generous.
They let him off the hook.
They let him off the hook. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. When the game was tied at four in the top of the sixth, Sweeney hit a ball with a runner on third. Hit a ball to Eddie Julian. And Eddie Julian hesitated, looked home, instead of just turning the 4-6-3. And they did not get they got the lead runner. They did not turn the double play. That little bit of a hesitation as well also cost the Twins an out.
I feel like at 4-10, as much as I'm complaining tonight, and it's early in the year, they might ban me from Target Field tomorrow. They might ban me. Drew and Dustin, those guys might be like, Lake,
hashtag you're not, no more Lake.
You're not allowed to be in the press.
Bye-bye, Lake. Hashtag no more Lake.
Oh, man. All right. 651-461-9226. I'm not going to let you off the hook, though. Before we get to our next segment.
Oh, is this about the bullpen?
Yeah. I want you to tell me right now, in our bullpen, that you believe in, who's good?
I believe that Griffin Jacks is good.
Okay. I agree with you.
Though. I believe that.
He's not been himself, but I'm not going to sit here and trash Griffin Jacks. I like Griffin Jacks.
Yeah, everybody goes through rough spots, and I think that Griffin Jacks had those two really bad – well, three. I mean, so bad, so early in the season. But I think Griffin Jacks is going to be fine. Duran, the control still bothers me, even if he throws 100 miles an hour. I still get a little nervous.
Hold on. Those are the two best arms.
I know, but I mean – how many times have we seen Duran come in and, you know, he can throw the ball through a brick wall, but when you can't control it and you put runners on, we haven't had it yet, but I know it's coming where he's going to get a safe situation and we're all going to get, you know, a little, you know, case of the heebie-jeebies because we're just not concerned. Outside of that, there's nobody that I can look and say that I absolutely trust them right now.
So my question again is, who in the bullpen is good? Because I'm trying to figure out, based on the last 2 years that you told me that this bullpen's good, who's good? And you're sitting here tonight on April 11th, and you've not told me who's good.
I just told you.
You gave me two guys, and you were questionable about one.
I just because I think he's a good arm doesn't mean that I can't sit here and say that he is not without his faults, because it is factually correct that he does have his issues with that. Outside of that, there's nobody else that I really can look at this and say I have.
Can see that the Minnesota Twins bullpen isn't very good.
Yeah, right. Right now they're not
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
Yeah, you know,
no, there's no but here.
Circumstances
there's no
change
but
over
here.
Years.
The sample size is enough to say that right now it's not a good bullpen.
No, they're not good.
Yeah, okay. All right, 651-46. Jonathan Lowe, I'd love to hear from Jonathan Lowe. You're back at the station. You have any thoughts on the Twins bullpen to this specific point?
Right now, only one word really comes to mind when I think of the Twins bullpen. Yikes.
I was going to say yuck or gas can.
That's it. That's all. That's all I got.
651-461-9226. More Final Pitch from Inbound Brewing coming up next. All right, it's the final segment of Final Pitch live at Inbound Brewing near Target Field. We're gonna do this once a month down here. This is the first one, so it's a little bit late. By the way, the game went way late. Like, I'm used to the 2.5 hour games.
We got spoiled.
Tonight was what? It went three. It went over 3 hours. Clearly, it was like 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah,
darn near.
I felt like we were going back to the pre-pitch clock era.
That was the Yankees game.
That was a Yankee Red Sox game.
It really was.
And I don't like either one
game.
Of those teams.
That was crazy, man. So
and we didn't even win.
Yeah, that sucks.
Makes it even worse.
All right, 7-6, we lost to the Detroit Tigers. Let's get to the highlights, and then we'll get some post-game reaction from Rocco and also from David Festa. But it started well. like the Twins got on the board first. Ty France with an RBI single in the bottom of the second. Give us a 1-0 lead.
Ty France digs in. Ground ball back up the middle. Has a chance to get through, and it will. Byron Buxton rounds at third. He's going to score. Ty France drives in Byron Buxton, and it's 1-0 Twins here in the second.
We would eventually allow that game to get tied because of the error that we had. Fest is in the game, gives up a single. Matt Wallner throws it to third base. It's not, you know, he was backing up third. It gets past him. It gets into the dugout. Runner scores. We're tied at one. Carlos Correa with an RBI single, a soft single, in the bottom of the fifth, gave the Twins a 2-1 lead.
Swung on and lined into left field, softly hit. That's a base hit. Carlos will do it one better. Wallner takes the turn at third. He's coming home. He's going to score. An RBI single for Carlos Correa. It's 2-1 Minnesota.
And I know that I give a lot of grief to Edward Julian because he makes mistakes defensively. And he watches a lot of third. He strikes out looking a lot, right? So we'll just, we go ahead and we know that about him. But every now and then he does something awesome, and tonight he had an RBI double.
You got your stopwatch? First pitch pulled into the right field corner, won't have to time him. That's a fair ball. Eddie's running, and Byron is absolutely flying. He'll windmill around third. He'll cruise into home. It's an RBI double for Eddie Julian, and it's a 4-1 lead. And there are very few things in baseball more pleasing to the eye than watching Byron Buxton run the bases.
All right, so let me bring this up, because Buxton was flying around the bases, right? That was awesome.
Yeah.
But when we were in the press box, did they say that that was his 96th stolen base?
I don't know that I heard that. Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I'll have to re-look that up, because if that's true, I would think that that's a low number.
Yeah, I would think that's a very low number. But it was nice to see Buck. I mean, it is fun to watch him fly when he's like that. And, you know, about Eddie Julian, you know, one thing about him is he's been taking better at bats. So I'm pleased with where we're seeing Eddie Julian go.
You are. Okay, eventually gave up the lead. We're trailing 6-4. Byron Buxton with a solo shot in the bottom of the seventh.
The pitch swung on and hit high in the air. Deep left field for Buxton. That ball sailing away, and it's gone for a home run, and it's 6-5.
All right, so with 6-5, you're thinking that you're getting that much closer. They tack on another run, extend it out to 7-5, and then we get to the bottom of the ninth. Ty France, who's been a nice pickup for the Minnesota Twins, an RBI single to close the gap again to one at 7-6.
15 straight changeups. The pitch swung on, hit right back up the middle, has a chance to get through, and it does. Here comes Trevor Larnach. He's going to score. Bader goes to third. It's a 7-6 ball game, and the tying run is 90 feet away from Mickey Gasper.
But the Twins could not close the deal. They could not get it done. They cannot claw all the way back, because Mickey Gasper, Christopher Tubbs' favorite player on the Twins, grounded out to end the game.
Love his mustache.
Bottom of the ninth, 1-0 pitch. A little excuse me, roller to first should be the ball game. Torkelson has it, races to the base, and the ball game is over.
Did you hear how depressed Chris Atterbury was? He's like, oh, that was the end of the game. He was ticked off. All right, let's hear from David Festa, real quickly. Let me read you his line for the night, because I thought he actually pitched fine, and I actually thought that he should have stayed in the game longer. David Festa, and he was not factoring into the decision, but he pitched 4 2/3. He gave up 3 hits, 1 run, which was not earned. He walked 1 batter. He struck out 4 on 64 pitches. 64 pitches, okay? I thought he was fine, okay? I'm not saying he was great, but this is Festa talking about that wild play in the fifth inning.
Yeah, it hit off the third base coach's foot and shot into the dugout. So it was just an unfortunate play, I guess. Probably could have gotten over there a little earlier, but I don't think I, regardless, would have been able to get it off the redirect, just like hit off his heel and shot right into the dugout. So it was just a bad break there. But, yeah, I would have had it if it hadn't redirect.
Bad break, but it should not have been thrown there.
Correct. You got to throw the ball to second base. That ball's got to be cut. It should not get to third base regardless.
Rocco addressed a couple things that they should not be doing, and that is walking a lot of batters and making errors.
You know, we can't obviously walk guys and give them free base runners and think that they're not going to score some runs. So that was, you know, that's on us. We got to play crisper in the field. You know, we got to play more and better fundamental baseball, and it can't come and go. You know, we've had it. We've done a good job in some games of playing pretty good baseball, and in other games, it hasn't been what you want to see. And it's not one culprit. You know, we have to do better as a group. But
yeah, they got to clean it up. I was in Kansas City this week for the games. They had a game like this earlier in the week. I think it was on Tuesday. They got to clean all this stuff up. Lastly, Rocco talking about he doesn't see his guys spiraling or giving up.
I don't see it spiraling. We're not winning, so it feels like it's spiraling, but I don't see the guys actually spiraling. You know, I see us still coming back in games and working hard and putting guys on base with a chance to win the game with Ty and with Mickey coming to the plate. We still have a chance to win the game right there, despite things either not going our way or us not playing pristine baseball. You know, we still had a chance to win. The guys kept playing hard. So,
well, with Pablo Lopez on the 15-day injured list, who was the stop the bleeding guy?
Bader.
No, I'm talking about a pitcher.
Bader. It's got to be Chris Paddock.
The stop the bleeding guy? Did y'all hear this guy? He said the stop the bleeding guy for the Minnesota Twins is Chris Paddock. Well, it's Joe Ryan. That's to stop the bleeding guy. It's Joe Ryan. The problem is he's not pitching in this series. That's the problem.
That's why I'm saying the stop the bleeding guy has got to be Chris Paddock, because you can't go through Paddock to Simeon Wood Richardson to what I presume would be Zebby Matthews and then wait to Joe Ryan, because by that point, the artery's been completely cut.
I'm not saying that you wait to get that victory when that guy pitches, but when you say stop the bleeding guy, stop the bleeding guy is not the guy that gets you one win out of so many wins. It's the guy that every single time, their time in the rotation, you feel about them going and getting the ball.
Oh, Chris, no question. That's
Chris. Ryan. Chris Paddock right now is a question mark.
No question. Yeah. It's Joe Ryan. But if you're asking me right now who's got to stop the bleeding, Chris Paddock's got to do it. Yeah, I mean, Chris Paddock has got to step up and give the Twins a good start tomorrow.
Hey, thanks to the Twins fans that came out tonight. Thanks to Inbound for hosting us. This has been Final Pitch. Thanks to Jonathan Lowe for producing back at the station, and Christopher Tubbs for hanging out and taking my crap tonight. We'll talk to you next week right here on The Good Neighbor.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.